day.
And talking of Midwest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, every Friday we have a chat with a representative from that very organization. Donovan Chisholm is back in the house, and today we're talking about, well, the dealership. It's an interesting one. It's a remarkable story, in fact, because Bolito, well, yeah, it's a tiny little spot on the map that has started to flex its muscles substantially over the past couple of years in particular, and now it seems to be escalating and becoming, well, one has heard whispers of possibly becoming a city and then a megalopolis as everything joins up along the North Coast. But the Toyota Bolito story has been one of enormous growth, and you're here to tell us about that. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me again, and thank you to the listeners. Always good to be here, and I feel being part of the community. And I think this morning, what I'd like to touch on really is in respect the growth of our area. As I've alluded to a few times in the last few chats, are now a big village, which, as you say, is growing. I think if we can have a look at, sort of take a magnifying glass and hone it down on our dealership and how we've grown over the last few years, it's a signal of what's happening in our area, because it's economic wise, it shows the growth. So it's a good indication of what's going on in our area.
But I think you're being modest, because there are dealerships that have been around for almost as long possibly as you, and they haven't experienced the same kind of success. You are now one of the most successful Toyota dealerships in the country.
Correct, Dave. So, you know, up until maybe 2 years ago, we were a medium dealership, and before that, a small dealership. Over the last 3 years, as you say, very sort of small area, small dealership. Over the last 3 years, we've grown about 40%. So we used to sell around 50 new cars a month. That has grown to now 75 to 80 cars a month over the last six months. So definitely a shift in the growth in the industry here for us. But a lot of repeat customers, a lot of businesses that have been here for a long time, but we also seen a lot of new business, a lot of people that are living here. They got business in Joburg, they got business here, but we see the growth of the new people coming in. So this area has grown out of the, you know, there's almost 200 Toyota dealerships, Dave, in the country, and we're the fastest growing.
It's a very, very proud record, and full marks, credit where it's due. It's a lovely dealership. We enjoy our partnership. It's no secret that Toyota Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito sponsors the morning show, and we drive very proudly our branded Toyota product. At the moment, it's a Toyota Cross, and what a lovely little vehicle that is. It's not little anymore.
Yeah.
You know, the Corolla Cross.
And they're everywhere.
They certainly are, because they deliver in ways beyond the expectation. And I say this with great deal of affection. I have never, and I put my hand on my heart, I say, I have never been let down by that car. And we've been driving derivatives of it for a while. And even in difficult conditions, I think I've told the story of being off-road, going on a trail run, trying to find our way to accommodation on a road that, when it rains, you shouldn't be on because it becomes mud. And I didn't realize this, and we were advised to go take the long route around Spionkop. We, in fact, went straight through at where tractors had become stuck. I mean, you must know, trying to pull vehicles out there. And this thing just
kicked into... And there's a Toyota.
Corolla. You know, remarkably so. There's a feature there that I didn't even realize. It's sort of traction control that works so well. Not even four-wheel drive. I mean, the four-wheel drive vehicles are remarkable. But so, you know, one can, and you hear stories all the time, and the resale value of the vehicles tends to be really good because, well, they just don't break and they retain their after-sales value. As, I mean, I'm doing your job for you here, explaining why, but I understand why your dealership is doing so well.
So, you know, you asked when earlier when we were chatting, so how do you sell 80 cars a month? So, you know, everybody seems to think, yes, Toyotas are just, we sort of order takers. Fair, there is a percentage of that, 100% clients are loyal to the brand, whether I'm there in that seat or not, they're going to continue buying. So that's not going to change. However, in our dealership, you can walk into any other dealership. I've been in this industry for a long time. I've been doing this and I work for almost every brand. And there's a vibe in our dealership. And we actually work hard at that. That's not just by accident. We are family. We help each other. We help each other's clients. We create an atmosphere. Sometimes there's music playing. There's dancing. We make videos.
Dancing? I want to come and watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
You dance?
No, no, I'll take the videos. But yeah, no, I'll try. But we've got good dancers for that, Ayanda. But it's about the experience, and that's what we're really trying to grow on, because the product, yes, does sell itself to a point, but the rest of the time people deal with people, and that's how we build the retention.
The next time I come to the leadership, I expect full 9 yards
done.
Yeah.
So Dave, also, you know, there's a few things just to highlight. Automark side, who's been run now for a year and a half by Carl Viam. And Pat there ever in the wings, he's been with the group for about 39 years. A lot of people out there, you know him. But they won the Vice President's Award for Toyota, which is the highest award that you can win for a dealership for the Automark side. So that was very prestigious. They've got to jump through many hoops. So.
And your service center is really good as well. I wanted to ask you the question, because I believe it's true that you don't only service Toyota products.
We only service Toyota products.
Oh, really? I'd heard that you could actually book a service of another mark and you'd do it.
No. Only Toyota. We don't do the Lexus or anything, just Toyota. Look, over the years, with the growth of the dealership, has had to come expansion and growth in the service department and so forth. So the service department, we put our hands up, is growing. There's been change of management, but you know, this is all sometimes getting rid of the old and putting in the new, but we're trying to keep some cohesion going.
But your customer satisfaction index is
it's very, very important. Yeah. It's had a few ups and downs, but we're constantly working on that. We're constantly acknowledging and we're building on it. So, you know, our customers are really great. They've been loyal and they've also given us the opportunity to mend some stuff that we're continuously working on. So it's not a perfect environment. How we treat the customers is very important.
Yeah.
And we grain at that and we're constantly trying to better that.
Well, you're doing an excellent job, and I salute you and the team for that. As I say, we, the morning show on 88FM, is proudly driven by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, and long may that last. I've been approached by others. I have been.
Really?
Come drive our vehicle. I said, well, you know, we've got a long history.
You're going to drive past us every morning, Dave.
But we have a long history, and there's yes, a thing. We appreciate that, and I'm also quite particular about what I drive. I do have other vehicles. I do.
Yeah.
But I'm very proud to drive that branded Toyota. I must tell you that. So there it is. Very, very lovely chatting to you on a Friday. Next week, we're going to be doing something special.
I just want to give you an update, Dave. Remember last week, we launched the blanket drive?
Yes.
So just give it. So it's a week now, and we've got just over 100 blankets.
Wow.
Our aim was 200 blankets. So right now, Lucia's kiddos, each kid will get a blanket, and they're on to their second blanket. So the Bolito, you know, people have just been amazing. They actually, quite a few customers heard it on the radio last week, and they came in and just dropped off blankets. So it's just been amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Great support.
Thanks, Bolito and Environs. So it's wonderful. You know, it is really, really wonderful to hear stories of how there is still, in a world where one begins to lose faith in humanity, when you hear stories like that, then it just restores it.
So thank you.
So, well done, and long may that spirit of Ubuntu last.
Yes.
Because that's what makes South Africa really special.
Yeah,
we must never lose that. Never lose that. Donovan Chisholm from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. We'll be back in a week's time to give us another update. And until then, may all your stars continue to line up and shine. Yes. The morning show continues.